The theme to our segments, Racetracks Everywhere. We travel the nation, catch up with race clubs, talking about their race club, their racetrack, and their townships. One of the meetings in South Australia coming up is at Panola, and the club president, Mark Edwards, takes our call. How are you, Mark?
I'm well, thank you, Andrew. Yes, very well.
For our listeners that don't know, and a lot of the people out there probably know of places by form guides, but not actually by maps, where actually is Panola?
All right. The Limestone Coast or the lower southeast of South Australia. So we're three quarters of an hour north of Mount Gambier, 20 minutes from the border, Victorian border, and again three quarters of an hour south of Narracourt and an hour from the coast.
And how many times a year do you race there? Where would you see your place in SA racing?
Yeah, well, we're five meetings a year, plus Millicent Race Club, who race once a year, haven't got their own track to race on. They sometimes have their cup here, and sometimes they go to Mount Gambier. And then on top of that, for the last couple of years, with Mount Gambier going through its track redevelopment, we, along with Narracourt and Bordertown, have had an extra five or six meetings a year, which were originally allocated to Mount Gambier.
And, of course, the last couple of years, South Australia has been one of the states to be blessed with not much COVID. Now it's a changing landscape with the borders open. But has your race club been pretty much okay for the last couple of years in terms of protocols, crowds on track, and just meetings going ahead?
Yes, yeah. We've like the rest of South Australia, Australia, we've been able to race. Strict guidelines imposed by Racing SA and, you know, and SA Health, but we've been able to race. But we are affected by COVID. Our crowds are down. Over the last couple of years, we've had a few meetings where there's been no public allowed. And then our Coonawarra Cup last Thursday, which in the good old pre-COVID days, we'd have 1,500 to 2,000 there with the Coonawarra Vignerons putting on their marquee event. But last Thursday, because of COVID, we had 300 people there.
We're chatting to Mark Edwards, Club President, Panola, South Australia, one of the South Australian country race clubs. Your biggest day of the year is the Easter weekend with your cup, which, of course, Easter in SA is always, to us, the big Oakbank Carnival. It has been a different type of racing up until now, but, of course, now, as we know, with the jumps racing saga, that's totally changed. Does that have any impact, do you think, going forward for Panola?
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe there will be people who would have gone to Oakbank to watch the jumps races. They may decide to stay in the southeast, the Limestone Coast, and come to our meeting.
What about horses that might have raced on the flat and choosing now? Would that be any?
That's right. They could stay here. We've been really able to run independently from Oakbank. We're, I suppose you'd say, two different markets or two different events. So, we tend to compete more with the Victorians across the border, into Hamilton, Stawell, Horsham, those sort of, and then down into Warrnambool. And again, so much of this is, what happened pre-COVID and what's happening post-COVID.
So you would have quite a few meetings going back months ago where fields were down for the want that it was tricky at times for Victorian horses to get across. Sometimes they could get across, other times it was just so difficult. And did that have an impact for a while?
Yes. People and horses, it was easier to shift horses across the border. Trainers in Victoria would make an arrangement with a South Australian trainer and, so the horses would get here if the Victorian trainers could be bothered with the rigmarole. But as far as people were concerned, I mean, we have quite a... Well, the Limestone Coast Racing has traditionally had quite a few Victorians, as, you know, our the starter is a Victorian, Simon Gibbett from Horsham, and there's quite a few of the Barry attendants and those sort of fellows that are over in Victoria, which is, you know, can only be half an hour away, but they haven't been able to travel up until the last month, so that's meant, you know, we've had to get our own resources for starters and barrier attendance, so that's put some pressure on. So it's the movement of people was the biggest thing.
Mark Edwards with us, President Panola, in our Racetracks Everywhere segment, the South Australian township of Panola. Mark, I usually like to Google up and have a look at some of the things about a race club and people involved, and I'm looking at a pretty serious photo of yourself. It's going back a couple of years ago, and it was the first thing that came up when I typed in Panola and Mark Edwards and racing. It was the Border Watch newspaper, headline, Irrigation Project Cut, and it's talking about the fact that plans for a big state-of-the-art system for irrigation have fallen through. So I better ask you about that before I ask you about how the track is going. But obviously that was a big topic. That's a couple of years ago. How are things now?
Yeah, well, different story now. So we've been given the go-ahead by Racing SA to go through with that irrigation upgrade. So we're hoping to get that done through the autumn. Just waiting for Racing SA to come up with the final plans and costings and all those sort of things. And that could include some redevelopment of the track. Again, depends on how the plans and the costings look. But yes, so we went through a disappointment that it was all called off. But really it was we took it as a delay. So now we're looking forward to getting it done.
And you mentioned your connection with the wineries there. I'm not sure if you have a key sponsor that puts the product up, so it may be a tough question to answer, but if we were going to dinner with you, Mark, or you're recommending someone a wine or two, is there something you would suggest to us?
I'm not going to name individual wineries, but, I mean, Coonawarra, obviously well known all around Australia and the world probably for its reds, its Cabernets. So, you know, you wouldn't have trouble looking at a wine list and getting yourself a really top red. I mean, they have other wines, but it's the Cabernet that they're known for, and a really, very delicious wine.
And something just totally different to wine, that one of the key aspects of history in your township we should ask you about is the Australia's first Saint Mary MacKillop. Does she hail from there? Is that right?
Well, she wasn't born here, but I'm not an expert on Mary MacKillop. But she established her first school here in the Roman Catholic Church, you know, way back in the pioneer days. And so, yes, it's a... I mean, it's a very well known memorial or centre where, you know, we have pilgrims coming through, seeking all the information and on the pilgrim trail to Mary MacKillop. So it draws a lot of tourists, a lot of pilgrims, and, you know, again, as a saint known all around the world.
Fantastic. I guess it's probably maybe not the right thing to have a Mary MacKillop Cup on the rundown each year at Panola, maybe not.
Oh, no, but, I mean, lots of Roman Catholics in the district and a lot of them like going to the races.
Fantastic. Well, have a great meeting. Sounds like a beautiful location, and hopefully plenty of people can get over there now. And well done on your race club. We enjoyed the chat and all the best going forward. Thanks for having a chat to us, Mark.
That's no problems. Enjoyed doing it. Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Edwards, Panola, in the South Australian country region, one of the great wine regions, chatting about their place in SA racing. Good luck to Panola.